At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Hi, and we're right back. So hopefully you've had a great, I guess it's Monday, right? And hopefully you've had a good one, and I've had a really great Monday, actually, really in spirit today, and so hopefully you're there too. And the one that I want to do, we're going to play a song, and I don't really ask you to do a lot of stuff, but tonight I want us to raise the vibration a little bit. I'm going to give you some direction on what to do during this song. It's really, there's one word in this song. It's not a hard thing to sing along with. And when it says hallelujah, I want you to sing along with it. I want us to raise the vibration tonight, you know, and go into that place. It's a very beautiful song. Spirit led me to it. I want you to sing along with it. I don't ask you to sing along a lot on this program, but tonight I want us all to join our voices together and sing hallelujah. Because the song talks about oneness. And we become one as we join together. Okay, so can we do that tonight? But before we do that, I have a prayer request. Actually, I have two prayer requests. One is for a little boy named Jackson. He's 6 years old. And right now he's in, I think he's in Wichita, Kansas, at a hospital. What happened in the summer, he had an accident where he fell off a lawnmower. The lawnmower rode over his arm. He has a nub. Over the weekend, he got extremely sick. I know his grandfather is a minister in the town where I live. And so tonight I want to raise Jackson up in spirit. And whatever happens with him, we want his higher good. We want what's for his higher good. Okay, and so the doctors are worried that there's an infection in him and that it is going into his bloodstream. But all things can change, and Spirit has final word. The other little kid I want us to pray for is actually my cousin's baby. And he was born, and he has a hole in his lungs. The doctor says that that will heal on its own, but we're going to help it along a little bit. Okay? So I want to raise those two kids up tonight to Spirit. And whatever your prayer request is, you know what that is. And Spirit knows what that is. Spirit knows your heart. And so I want us to go ahead and pray before we go into the song. And then we do have a guest tonight. I'm going to recognize our guest before I go too much farther. Dr. Rita Louise is with us tonight. And I am so excited to have her on. And I think she's going to be talking about, you know, your energetic self and you know, how to work with that, how to heal ourselves and how to work with that. We'll see where Spirit leads us, but that's where I think Spirit's going tonight. So we'll just see what's on her heart as well. And so, but we welcome her to the program right now. And we welcome, more important than Dr. Rita, we invite the Spirit into our presence right now. And so let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity that we can come and that we can share and that we can learn and that we can open up to you. Father, Mother, God, no matter what is going on in our lives right now, we let that go and we come into this now moment, into this place, into a place of quietness, into a place of peacefulness, into a place of love and healing and understanding. And Father, Mother, God, right now, before I go too much farther, I want to raise up Jackson to you tonight. And Father, Mother, God, I don't know him personally. I haven't met him. But Father, Mother, God, tonight, he is not well. And his parents, his grandparents, and people that know him are concerned. Not worried, concerned. And Father, Mother, God, we just put him in your hands. And Father, Mother, God, whatever is your desire for Jackson, that's what we want. And Father, Mother, God, we lift up this other child tonight that has a hole in the lung. Father, Mother, God, we lift him up as well. And Father, Mother, God, right now I lift up my listeners to you. Whatever needs they have, that you meet those needs. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for Dr. Rita right now. I just pray that as she begins to open up to you and as she begins to get ready to come forth and speak and to share what's on her heart tonight, Father, Mother, God, that you would just touch her. I know that she's had a headache, and Father, Mother, God, hopefully that's gone. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for her, and we thank you for the gifts inside of her. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for the gifts inside of me tonight. I just have a heart of gratitude, and that's my attitude right now. And I want it to continue to be my attitude throughout this year, just to love you and to let you know how much I do love you. Just to bask in the love that you have for me and that you have for my listeners and that you have for all of us. For we truly are one. And as we get ready to go into this song, Father, Mother, God, let us unite our hearts as one. Let us focus on you. And we say, we surround ourselves right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection. We call the angels unto us to minister unto us as we will raise our voices in the song, Hallelujah. We will be, and we say Namaste, and we say Amen, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yogi Bhajan called it a
hallelujah,
a kriya for self-hypnosis to hypnotize you into self-love,
hallelujah,
unconditional
hallelujah,
self-love.
Hallelujah,
and where there's love,
hallelujah,
there's no fear.
Hallelujah,
and when there's no
hallelujah,
fear, there's no anger. Hypnotize yourself into that
hallelujah
relationship with yourself now.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
right now.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Listen to your voice and then to everyone's as one.
Now I want to, I pulled a card for the show tonight, and it's from Archangel Michael deck, and at the top of the card it says, ask Archangel Michael to help you with this situation. The prayer at the bottom of the card says, Archangel Michael, thank you for assisting me with whatever your situation is. Please help me be filled with faith and peace at all times. I want to focus on the last part of that card. Please help me be filled with faith and peace, not some of the times, not when the times are going good, not when the times are going bad, but at all times. Please help me be filled with faith and peace at all times. We don't understand situations at times of our lives. But the one thing that we can stand on, the one thing that we can always believe in, is faith and peace at all times. Let's welcome Dr. Rita to the program. Dr. Rita, welcome so much to the program. Hi.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me on. That prayer that you did was wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that with your listeners and me. It was wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, I just feel like it's a very important part of our lives, and it's a very important part of this program anyhow. And so, but yeah, I try to always recognize that energy inside of us. And now, for the listeners, I don't really know you, so for me and for the listeners, can you tell us a little bit about you so we get to know you a little bit?
Sure. For the last 20-plus years, I have been working as a medical intuitive and clairvoyant. My background is that I always have been interested in extrasensory perception, and actually it was something that I had aspired to as a child, reading all kinds of books about ESP and philosophy and anything I could get my hands on.
Right.
And it wasn't until much later, after I had signed up for classes at the Berkeley Psychic Institute and really only being in the program for a couple of weeks, that I realized that I had been psychic my whole life, and no one said, well, when this happens to you, you are having a psychic experience. Like,
right.
That is a psychic experience. And it was like, oh, which explained a whole lot of things to me, you know.
Right. Yeah, of course, yeah. At least you did. At least you didn't think you were going crazy, so at least you knew something was going on with you, so that's good.
Well, I mean, fortunately, you know, I didn't, well, I mean, I knew that ghosts were around, but, you know, I
right.
didn't have, like, spirits visiting me. You know,
right.
I didn't have that kind of an experience,
uh-huh.
so, you know, it wasn't part of the crazy, I just thought everybody did it.
Right.
I just thought that's how everybody was made. So.
Yeah. So you didn't. So you didn't think there was anything, you know, different. And I what's really interesting, I've had a lot of guests on here, and a lot of them are saying that they didn't feel like it was anything, you know, out of the normal, you know, until they realized, hey, not everybody's doing this, you know.
Right. Well, I think also. That everybody that's in my family are pretty psychic as well.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, lying to any of them is just not smart because they'll bust you in it. And so I think when you grow, you know, and so even though they would never claim that they were psychic or had
right.
any ability, you know,
right.
but when you grow up in that kind of environment where everybody is that way, you just don't think anything of it, that you're special or you're doing anything different.
Right. Yeah. And it's amazing, you know, a lot of, because I believe that everybody, and I'm sure you would agree with this, is I believe that everybody has this inside of us. I mean, we all have things that we're supposed to do. We all have a purpose. It's just finding that purpose and tapping into that. And I noticed that a lot of your stuff is working with the energetic, you know, the healing of the body, healing of our spirit, healing of our minds, things like that. And I really, when I was looking at, you know, tonight, and I was really actually praying and focusing, there was one of your books that stood out to me, and maybe we could talk a little bit about this, or we could go wherever direction you're feeling led to as well. But, you know, but one of your books stood out, and it's the book called Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4. I don't know why that jumped out at me, but it did. And could you tell us a little bit about that book and what that means and all that stuff?
Sure. Well, I mean, it's a little convoluted, but I think you and your listeners will get it.
Okay.
And so the premise of the book is that if you experience a physical disease, it is the universe giving you the cosmic 2x4, trying to tell you, wake up, it's time to pay attention.
Mm.
One of the things working as a medical intuitive that I have found is that the majority, the overwhelming majority of health concerns in an individual is because there is some unresolved belief or limiting belief or emotion that is keeping them from experiencing wholeness in their lives. And so when we actually get some kind of a physical disease, you know, when it breaks through into the physical realm, it is our bodies telling us, you know, it's time for you to pay attention and you need to do something about this now. And what most of us do is we take a pill and not really look within ourselves as to why we're manifesting it in the first place. And so one of the things that it goes into in depth is the function of the chakras. It talks about movement of energy through the different subtle bodies, through the causal, mental, emotional, etheric, and then finally into the physical body, looking at it from both a chakra perspective as well as a Kabbalistic perspective, working with the Tree of Life, and explains what is going on inside of us that is causing us to hang on to that energy. Because once you can start to recognize where you have a stuck emotion or where you have a limiting belief, you can start changing that up the road long before it actually manifests as a physical disease in the body.
Right.
Whew.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, take a breath. Yeah, but that's a lot of stuff to say. But yeah, you know, because I'm really big on energy, and I've experienced what you just talked about, where I got hit by that 2x4, and you know, I had a pain in my side for a long time, and I thought, you know, I went to the doctor, you know, they got X-rays, nothing would show up, there was nothing wrong, and I thought, okay, it hurts. So then I started thinking, okay, maybe somebody else is trying to get my attention here. And you know, and there wasn't an emotional block. There was a lot of stuff going on in my own life, stuff that I needed to cleanse out. And the only way to get my attention was to take that 2x4 and said, "Michael, hey, I'm trying to talk to you and you're not listening. So here it is." And you know, and we can avoid that by what you said, you know, by looking at ourselves and looking at that emotional part of us that a lot of people avoid. We don't want to look at that. We don't want to look at that chakra, the solar plexus. We don't want to look at that, and we want to try to avoid it, and we can't. Is that, would you agree with some of that?
I agree with you 100%. Or people have the belief that if I chop that part out, that the problem's going to go away.
Right.
But the reality is that the problem's still there, and it's just going to find someplace else in our body to manifest.
Right. Yeah. Until we deal with what is trying to get our attention, which is a lot of
or die.
Yeah. Or yeah. Yeah. Then we won't have that. But yeah.
So that's right.
Yeah. But we don't want that extreme case there. We'd rather keep you here on planet Earth for as long as you're supposed to be here. So now, how did you really get? Because I know that you opened, I think you have a center or something that you opened yourself, and you do have a radio show yourself. How did you really? How did you really get into a lot? Now, as we move into the new energies, which we are in right now, what would you tell people how to really deal with this stuff and how it might be manifesting in them? Because I know a lot of people are going through a lot of stuff right now. A lot of changes are going on.
Well, I think the biggest thing, you know, we're just moving into the new year, but the biggest thing that I was seeing last year was just this huge level of fear and huge levels of frustration, you know, and it made me laugh because people were like, "Oh, we're moving into this new energy in December 21st. And I'm like, "Yeah, okay, well, December 21st is here, but there's still a lot of very cranky people."
Right, yeah, agree.
And I think, you know, just taking a step back, remembering, that's one of the things that I loved about your prayer today, you know, remembering that we're loved, you know, remembering that we're here to serve, you know, and just remembering those things that maybe we've forgotten, you know, we know them, but inside we've forgotten and kind of maybe lost our path.
Right. Yeah. And then I think, you know, and then to avoid, you know, getting hit by that 2x4, we need to try to find our path, you know, and really get back on path. Now, if somebody's going through, you know, like I said, you know, a lot of people are really, maybe a lot of people, let's go here. Maybe a lot of people don't even understand energetic. You know, when we're using this word, there might be some people listening to us right now that doesn't even understand the chakras, understand what we're talking about. How would you approach somebody like that? If somebody's not knowing what we're talking about right now, when we mention chakras, how would you explain that to them?
Well, when it's one of my clients, I just find other words to use. But in a nutshell, it's true.
Right. Yeah.
But in a nutshell, the chakras are energy centers in the body, and their function is to send, receive, and process information from within ourselves and the world around us. Uh-huh. And so when we are experiencing something, you know, how do I want to explain this? You know, and the way that they do that is that they open and close kind of like an aperture of a camera. And so things can happen to us, situations can happen to us in our lives that create some kind of discomfort, you know. So if we were brought up and we were left feeling unworthy, or if we had the belief that what we said doesn't matter,
right,
or that we're, you know, fat, or, you know, whatever our thing is, it's like that sits in the back of the mind, but it also sits in these energy centers, causing us not to be able to receive energy that comes in on that frequency, on that vibration, because
right,
every thought, every feeling, every emotion, every word we speak has a vibration. And in order for us to receive it, we have to resonate with it. If it's shut down, then we can't resonate with that energy anymore, and then it just kind of creates this snowball effect until we experience physical disease.
Right. Now, how, if there is a way, and maybe there isn't a way that we can avoid physical disease. Do you think there is a way that we can avoid physical disease? I mean, maybe that's a question I should ask you.
Well, I mean, I think that we unfortunately have been designed with to wear out and an expiration date. I mean, fortunately, you know, it's not as fast as our computers and our cell phones. It only lasts for like 2 years and then fall apart.
Right.
We're a little bit longer than that.
Right.
But I don't think based on, you know, and it's hard to tell, Mike. You know, that's a great question because it's hard to tell if we have programmed ourselves into thinking that we must die or if there is, you know, something built into our genetics that decreases, you know, that says this is how long your lifespan is.
Right.
I mean,
yeah. Well, I think that what I was feeling, what I was thinking while we were talking here, is what I was thinking is like stress. You know, what I was thinking is there a way that for me, let's use me as an example. Let's say if I'm stressed out day in, day out, then am I more apt to get sick? Am I more apt to maybe have some disease come into my path?
Oh, very much so. I mean, just using the word stress in the very general sense of the word, stress lowers our immune system, so we just become more open to bacteria and viruses that might be in our environment.
Okay.
But to me, stress is a very generic word, and the bigger question is what is going on that's creating that stress in you? Because that's the key, is to identify what the stressor is, because stress is a reaction to something.
Okay.
You know, we go into stress because we're reacting to something.
To something.
What's the something?
Yeah, right. And well, for a lot of people, including myself right now, let's just talk about it, because a lot of people are experiencing this right now. A lot of people are without work. That's a big, huge stress factor for a lot of people right now, because they're focused on money. You know, our world right now evolves around the little green stuff. And so a lot of people are stressing out about that. How would you tell somebody not to stress out about that so much if they were a client?
I mean, and that one, that's – thanks a lot, Mike.
I know.
That's a pretty loaded question.
I know. We can just pretend we did ask it and move on to something else.
Well, no. It's a good question, and it's an important question.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of a slippery slope.
Right.
Because there are certain things like that on a personal level we kind of don't have a lot of control. And so sometimes our stress reaction is that we go into overdrive and look and run around, which isn't healthy, you know. And then there's the other stress reaction that we just worry and don't do anything.
Right.
I mean, to me, when that occurs, I mean, because I'm self-employed, you know, this is what I do, and there are times where it gets pretty darn slow, you know, or your bathroom blows up, and, you know, that's $5,000, and you're like, ah!
Yeah.
You know, meditating, grounding your body. One of the things about stress is that many times it's a fear-based reaction. Well, fear sits in the first chakra, and so people that are stressed usually have some kind of issue happening in that first chakra, which is at the base of the spine, or the third chakra, which is our power center, which is located in the solar plexus. And I have found that by grounding the body, it gives you the opportunity to let it go, you know, let go of the fear and let you be more in the moment. You know, and in the moment says, do I still have a place to live? Do I still have food on my table? You know, where am I today in this moment? And once you're in that moment, you can ask spirit, what should I be doing now as my next step? Because when you're not in that place, you can't get the answer to that question. Because spirit will always take care of us.
Right. Always. Yeah. And you know, and it, but, you know, I had been talking about fear because I've been teaching. I haven't started a series talking about fear and stuff. And, you know, one thing that I mentioned was, you know, a lot of times we're just in that fear and that's all we see. And while we're in that place, it can be a scary place, but there's beyond that. I mean, you know, but our minds try to play games with us and tricks with us and focus on, you know, the fear and not on the solution. And part of what you're saying is that we need to focus on the now, you know, being in this now moment. And that's one thing that I told myself as I started 2013, because 2012 was a little rocky for me. But as I started 2013, the one thing that I told myself, and so far I'm doing really good, is to be in this now moment, you know, and grounding myself. You know, for me, I find it very important to ground myself as soon as my day starts. And so, you know, and it's really working. So, you know, those are tools that we could give people to help them. So,
and actually, I would love to, can I share this with your listeners?
Yeah.
On my website, soulhealer.com, that's kind of like the portal to everything Rita Louise. And it, this is a little bit kind of buried in there, so they just have to kind of pay attention. But under books, under like products, books and CDs, there is the Power Within audio CD. And on that page is it says listen to a meditation online. And that meditation is a grounding meditation to teach them how to ground their body. And so if they don't know what we're talking about or don't know how to ground themselves, it's online, it's free, it's on the webpage of the Power Within audio CD. You just click the MP3, boom, you're good to go.
Cool. I'll probably listen to it later. So, and again, let's give your website one more time in case somebody really wants to contact you and talk to you. What's your website?
Sure, it's www.soulhealer.com, SOULHEALER.com.
Yeah, and I'm over there right now looking at some stuff. So so if I'm distracted, that's what I'm doing. I'm over there messing around on your website. But and if you didn't catch that, you can just go to our website and click on her picture right there, and it will go right to her website to make it really easy on you. But now I lost my train of thought. That happens a lot with me because I'm so much in spirit. Sometimes I lose my train of thought really quick. I had a very good question, but now it's gone. I don't know. It might come back here in a minute. Now, your business or what you do, what do you actually do? What do you really focus on?
I do stuff. The primary focus of my business is working with people with health concerns.
Okay.
You know, so they have a digestive issue that they don't know what's going on. I have people that have gone to their doctors, and the doctors tell them this, it doesn't feel right, or the doctor says, well, we want to put you on this medication or do this surgery, and they kind of want a second opinion. One of the things that I feel I bring to the table that many other medical intuitives do not bring is that I help you to identify what those limiting beliefs and emotions are so that you can start to heal them and bring them into present time. You know, I've worked with a lot of advanced individuals who have been on their spiritual path for a long time, but they have something going on. And I'll start talking about what I'm seeing, what I'm feeling in their health concern. You know, and I might say something like, well, I feel like this issue surrounds your dad, and this is kind of the emotion that's tied to it. And they'll stop me and go, oh, no, you know, my issues are with my mother. And I'm like, no.
Right.
You might have had issues with your mother, but what's tied to this is your dad, and this is the feeling, you know,
right.
This is the belief, you know, and they usually can resonate with what I'm saying, but they don't make the connection because it's, you know, it's not where their conscious mind wants them to go. It's on a deeper level that, you know, is just way far back, and they're just not accessing.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and a lot of times I think that, you know, we shove things back so much that we just keep shoving it and shoving it and shoving it and shoving it, you know, instead of dealing with it and recognizing it and bringing it to the front and letting it go. We just shove it back there and say, oh, I'll deal with it some other day. And that some other day sometimes materialize as disease is what you're saying, and sometimes that can materialize as something physical in our physical body. and to get our attention. Now, the one thing I do have a question, would you say with a lot of your clients, and you've been doing this for a while, would you say that unforgiveness is a major factor in our physical symptoms showing up?
For ourselves or for the other person?
For ourselves.
Or both.
Or maybe for both, yeah. You know, I just feel like maybe for both. And maybe that's a hard question.
No, it's not a hard question. That word doesn't come up very often.
Okay.
There is, how do I want to express this? I mean, usually if there's something going on, like let's say a relationship ends.
Okay.
And, you know, and the person takes whatever it was and they stuff it back there, and then 20 years later they're manifesting some kind of an issue. You know, I guess I usually just kind of put it into, well, there are some unresolved things
All right.
going on. I don't know. I have to think. Can I think about that for a minute?
Yeah. We got plenty of time to think for a while. So, but yeah. You know, I just find it very amazing and interesting. And your energy seems really awesome. I want to tell you that. It's just like when I'm tapping into you, I can just really pick up on your energy. It's like you're sitting across from me almost. So it's pretty cool. But is there anything you want to share? I've been asking some questions. Is there anything that you've been thinking about that you want to share with us? To help us move on. I'll help you along here a little bit. to help us in our lives a little bit. You know, how can we avoid, you know, some of these problems if there is a way?
Okay.
You know, yeah, you know, maybe meditation, maybe, you know, seeing somebody like yourself, you know, things like that.
Well, I mean, they can always give me a call.
Cool.
But soulhealer.com.
Right.
You know, one of the biggest things that I like sharing with people, I mean, I think meditation is invaluable, but I think if I had to pick one thing, the biggest thing would be listening to ourselves. We so often second guess and dismiss our inner knowledge, our inner knowing,
mm-hmm.
that looks to keep us on track. You know, so whether it's our inner knowing, whether it's spirit communicating through us, we so often don't pay attention to that. Dumb example, we ask, well, what can I do to lose this weight? And spirit says, well, you know, maybe you should try eating a little bit better.
Right.
And the next thing you know, we're eating a bunch of chocolate chip cookies.
Right.
You know, so we ask the question, but when the answer comes, it's not what we really want to hear, and we don't follow through. And then we wonder why it's not working.
Right. Okay.
It's because we're not listening. And I think that listening part is critical
okay.
to healing.
Okay. Now, if I didn't know stuff, and we're just going to pretend I don't know some things here, so I can ask you questions like if I was a listener.
Okay.
Now, if I, you know, what are basic tools that I could use to help me listen better to my body? How do I do that?
Well, you know, I have a couple, I call them the Dr. Rita rules, even though I probably have stolen from somebody else, but I still call them the Dr. Rita rules.
Yeah.
One is a yes is a yes, a no is a no, and a maybe is a no. So what that means is, if I ask a question and the answer is yes, like, do you want $1 million? Yes. There's not any question in my mind that I want that $1 million.
Right.
You know, you're tracking with me so far.
Right.
Second, a no is a no. Do you want to go clean that bathtub? No, not really. You know, it's a definite no. And we're able to distinguish between a yes and a no.
Right.
It's the maybes that we get stuck with. My experience has been that if it's a maybe, the reality is it's a no, and we are trying to justify it to ourselves. Should I end this relationship? you know, when you get into that hemming and hawing energy, it usually means that you really want to end the relationship, but you're finding reasons and excuses not to.
Right. And yeah, and I would, and I think that a lot of times when we do that, the hemming-hawing thing, especially when it comes to relationship, you know, I think that we're trying to avoid pain, you know, in some way. And, you know, and it's that, I think it's our mind, it's that defense mechanism that's built into us that says, hey, you know, I don't want to feel pain, I don't want to experience this. So to avoid this, I'm going to say that this relationship's going to work, but your body is telling you, no, 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 it's not going to, you know, but you're avoiding that no because you're avoiding pain.
Exactly.
Would you agree with that?
Exactly. And so when you're getting that maybe,
yeah,
it really is a no. That is the answer you're receiving.
Yeah.
The other rule is, if the message you receive lasts for more than a week, it's spirit and not your brain. Because so many people get confused between, well, isn't it just my mind telling me that I should do this? Or how can I tell if it's spirit?
Right.
You know, and that's the other rule, you know. And once you give it the week-long test, you can cut it down to 3 days, or you can cut it down to an hour, you can cut it down to 10 minutes, or you can cut it down to, dang, you know, because you're used to that voice and you're used to hearing it. You know, if you say to yourself, what do I want to eat, and the message you get back is a chocolate chip cookie, you know, and then, but you don't eat it, and then 10 minutes later you ask yourself, what do you want to eat, and you get potato chips. I mean, sorry, I'm giving such awful food examples. But anyway, you know, versus you ask yourself, well, what's my next step? All right, true story. I had graduated from the Berkeley Psychic Institute. I moved to Washington State, and so my connection to them was not there anymore. excuse me. And so I kept asking Spirit, well, what should I do next? And the message I kept getting back was, you need to go back to school. And so I totally didn't pay attention to that, or I sort of did, and I got my Reiki certification, and I got my hypnotherapy certification, and every time I would ask, it was, you need to go back to school. So 3 years later, I finally went back to school to get a degree as a naturopath, which was the best thing that I had ever done. And, you know, and so, but it was the same message. It was the same message over and over. You know, I joke around that spirit nags because they'll give you the same message until you pay attention. No matter how many times you try to change it, it's the same message.
Yeah.
But, Mike, the interesting part was, okay, I got done with my ND, and so I asked Spirit like a week later, big mistake. I asked Spirit, so what should I be doing next? And they said, oh, well, you need to get your PhD and write a book, which turned out to be the 2x4 book. And I was like, okay, so I did that. And when I got done with my PhD and the book, they said, you don't have to go back to school anymore. I've never received that message again, ever. I thought it was pretty good. I'm like, finally, I didn't go to enough school.
Right. Yeah. Like, hey, I've already done all this. I don't want to go down this path again. But yeah, you know. But yeah, you know. I find it very interesting with a lot of stuff. You know, a lot of times we're focused. You know, and the one thing that I like about what some of the changes I've seen in my lifetime so far is a lot of medical people are coming to alternative, you know, choice, and I really like that. Would you agree with that? That you've seen this change, a lot of hospitals I think are even introducing alternative medicine and stuff into their practices. I know there's a cancer center not very far from me that does use a lot of alternative medicine there. So would you say that that's changing how we look at things?
Thank God. Yes. Well, and I think, I mean, there's two parts, and one is kind of a little cynical look at it.
Okay.
The medical community, I think, has been realizing, and the insurance community has been realizing how much money they've been losing, because the amount of money that people will spend out of pocket to see alternative practitioners is quite impressive. I mean, it's a big chunk. But I think also that patients are demanding it.
Right.
You know, from their healthcare practitioners, they don't want just slash and burn health anymore. You know, they want to be considered more as a whole person or have some kind of option to deal with something in a more compassionate way. How's that?
Right, yeah. Well, and also I think, you know, medical people are realizing that there is another part of us. There is a physical part of us, but there's also an emotional part of us that you know, they don't really understand totally yet. You know, they're working on it, but they don't totally understand the energetic self. You know, they don't understand that yet. But there are some out there that do, and there are some that are working at that. So, you know, and we appreciate them being open.
Well, and I think there is more and more coming to the forefront, you know, from like Dr. Wheel and Bruce Lipton, you know, and I'm just trying to like pull names off the top of my head, Norm Seeley, you know, that are hardcore in the medical world. You know, they're medical doctors who have, you know, staked their career on bringing in alternative thoughts. And they're credible people. You know, it would be different, you know, like Rita the Psychic Chick saying, you know, you should do alternative health.
Right.
Like, yeah, right. You know what I mean?
Good link. So, who's this lady to tell us what to do? Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, pretty
you
much.
Know, yeah. And, you know, so I find that, you know, I find that very, you know, opening to myself because a few months ago, this was very interesting. I went into the hospital again because I was having this pain in my side. And didn't know what was going on. I thought that it was a gallbladder. They did test. There was nothing there. But while I was waiting in the ER, the nurse came in. He was a male. And first of all, I thought he was checking my pulse a lot. But then I started noticing that he was pushing on parts of my palm and he was pushing on parts of my hand. And he was actually doing acupuncture and pressing on pressure points and doing alternative healing. You know, and I just happened to be aware because, you know, I'm open to this stuff. And so I noticed, I was like, okay, that's pretty cool, you know, that he's doing that. But, you know, for some people, they wouldn't have recognized that. They wouldn't have known what he was doing, you know. But he was pushing on pressure points. So.
Mm-hmm. And I thought it on the sly.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he was. Well, because, you know, it's sad that a lot of people, you know, I believe there's a lot of people in the medical field that are open to this, but they're afraid of what other people might think of them or, you know, saying, hey, you know, maybe you shouldn't do that, you know. But, you know, I think there will be a time in our lives that they won't have to worry about that. And so that's a good thing that's coming. Yeah. So, yeah, I have a question for you. You mentioned that you had a headache earlier. Is your headache gone?
I am much better today.
Well, good.
Much, much better today.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you like to stick around because, you know, and do some readings, or do you feel like it? I mean, I'm not going to force you to. I'm just asking you a question.
Nope. I'm good to go.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and open our phone lines then. And I wanted – because, you know, you sent me an email over the weekend and said that you had a headache. And I know how I am when I have a headache. I can't pick up anything. And or if I am picking up something, I'm not sure if you know what single that is that I'm picking up from. So it's like, okay.
Well, I mean, I'm a clairvoyant, and you know, you have to bring your attention into your third eye, pineal gland area, and if it hurts, it's like, don't make me.
Yeah, I gotta, yeah. So that's why I asked, because I had to.
No, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I had asked, you know, on the. But I know a lot of people probably want to talk to you, so we're going to give them the opportunity here. If you would like to talk to Dr. Rita, our phone lines are open right now at 347-327-9316. Please only ask her one question. Please respect her. If you would like more information from her, you can always visit her website, which, Dr. Rita, what is that website again, please?
It's www.soulhealer.com.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Diane. You're on with Dr. Rita. Thank you for calling in.
Wow, this is great. Saturday, I was strongly led by spirit to go to the Psychic Institute, Berkeley in Sacramento, but I didn't go because you needed $40 to pay for the readings and you needed, you know, I needed gas money, and it's just not where I'm staying. The rest, they only have one rest stop. So there was a I actually got a lotto ticket the night before, believing that Spirit was going to give me the money so I could go to the Berkeley Psychic Institute Saturday. But as a consolation prize, when I got back to the rest stop, I did get to heal somebody. A lady was having an asthma attack. She didn't have any medicine for her mist machine, and the angels was just like showed me everything to do. So I was very grateful for that. I'm really more than ready, but you know what they're telling me? Like, I did the naturopath degree, but mine was Clayton College, and that wasn't well accepted. And I got the board certified holistic degree, and the hospitals didn't even want to work with a holistic nurse after 30 years of nursing. I was doing a lot of healing. But what Spirit tells me is I'm teaching people service as a mystical traveler. Where are the in-house? Where is that person that's going to help me get on board, because I'm more than ready for the healing. And this may be a heavy question. You know, I know that your light will heal you, and that's mostly what's coming to me now. It was chakra balances and sound healing for years and energy balancing, but I know it's more about one open chakra that's spinning in the golden light, and I know your light will heal you. So that's what's coming to me. Any direction?
Okay, so I guess I'm not really sure what the question is. I mean, the biggest thing that I'm feeling about you, Diane, is that you need to just hold your light, you know, and maintain that high level that you're keeping, because it's not that they're not accepting you, it's that they don't understand you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and they're really just coming out of it's coming out of a place of ignorance. And you can't, allow yourself to go down to that place of ignorance. You need to just hold your life light, because as we were talking about before, you know, the energy on the planet and people's awareness and people's consciousness is being raised, and it's just a matter of time before they're going to want energy healers in hospitals. They're going to want people that do what we do in these locations. It's just not time yet. You know, but I really feel like you're one of the people that are holding that place and keeping it in integrity, which is what needs to happen.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, I am holding my light, and I'm very open to Spirit. And, you know, I think Michael's a really great person. So I was led, and I knew he was going to start out with hallelujah and prayer, because that's what I've been doing, hallelujah, hallelujah, every morning I first wake up. But I had a prayer. I wanted to know, when you do pray, if maybe you have time to pray when you end the show, if you would pray for Sundara, S-U-N-D-A-R-A.
Okay, Diane, I don't normally step in, but could you say that name again for me, please?
S-U-N-D-A-R-A.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And hopefully Dr. Rita helped you, and we appreciate you calling in.
Oh, yes, she did. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right,
thank you.
Yeah, we'll definitely pray for you. Let's go ahead and let's talk to Sandy. Sandy, you're on with Dr. Rita.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is a great show, and I appreciate it so much. I am also... working towards my path, my mission and so forth, and I continually get this one pattern that continually comes back to me. Is it something that I need to embrace and just love the heck out of? It's a fear of lack. I'm not sure if this is just coming back to me because it's showing me how much further I'm going, and it's just something that I just need to continue to evolve within myself. I'm confused. Hi.
Okay, question for you,
yes.
Or comment.
Yes.
I just feel like there are, well, I'm going to say maybe one person, but I don't feel like it's just one person, but that there is doubt being thrown your way. I feel like that feeling of lack is coming, you're responding in that way because there is doubt coming from some of the people around you, you know, that kind of think that you're crazy. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, it certainly could. I mean, it's something that I've dealt with I think it's something I've probably brought in from past lives, but it certainly could be something that's being reinforced from people around me, yes.
You know, well, I'm, because when I look at you, it's like I don't see you as a person of lack, but I do see you in this place where you're responding to this kind of negative energy that is around you that doesn't want you to have what you want.
Okay. Okay. So what is a person to do or a being to do?
Well, sometimes just acknowledging that it's not your energy, but a response to energy around you can make it all that much better. Because then you can put, you know, because once you realize it's not me, then you can put your shields up around it.
Oh, that's wonderful. You're right, because it goes back, I know in this lifetime, it goes back to when my father passed away when I was very young, and I think my mother was thrown through a loop. You know, how? What am I going to do now? And I picked on that when I was young, and I took it on as my own, but it was really her thing and not mine.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly.
Continued. Wow. Very good. So no matter where I am, if it starts coming up again, it's going, okay, all right, this is not mine.
It's pushing that button, but it's really
mm-hmm.
not mine. You know, because one of the things that happens, excuse me, is mm-hmm. that when we have that kind of programming in us, you know, it takes a while to kind of erase the tape, you know, and
mm-hmm.
It will rear its ugly head up, and we have to go, oh, yeah, that's not me, that's not mine, you know, and take that little magic eraser and erase it off, you know, but it,
right.
until we get all the way down to the roots or we're able to, you know, shatter the illusion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Because in so many, in every other area of my, well, in every area of my life, including finance, it's wonderful and things. I'm always in God's grace and everything else, and yet sometimes that comes to me. So that's thank you. That's wonderful.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you, Sandy.
Okay, many blessings.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. And now, I want to follow up with that. There's some things in that call that I want to ask you, Dr. Rita. And she mentioned past lives. And I don't know if you believe in past lives. I mean, I don't know that. But what if there is past life energy? How do we deal with that?
Like my phone's going crazy over here.
That's okay. Mine does that all the time, so I'm used to it. So go ahead.
Anyway. But it has such a nice chimey thing to it.
I know. I thought you were or something there. So.
I do believe in past lives. You know, and not to invalidate any of your listeners, but I try to not deal with past lives in my session work
right.
because I feel like we have enough junk in this lifetime that we need to deal with.
Right.
However, you know, there's always the however. There are times where the situation clearly is coming from a past life.
Okay.
I mean, one of the things that I do with people is, you know, when there's something that's happened, you know, there's an energy that I'm sensing in them, you know, I'll timeline it and say, well, you know, this occurred when you were like 4 or 5 and this was the feeling around it. Well, sometimes it goes back to 0. You know, beyond 0, which tells me they brought it through with them.
Right.
You know, so, you know, I don't discount it, but I try to deal with what's going on in this life, because
right.
usually there's stuff going on in this life.
Yeah, because it's not the first thing you look at. It's if I'm understanding you, it would be the last thing. You know, if you've looked at everything else and you still can't figure it out, then you'd say, okay, this is probably a past life. Is that sort of what you're saying there? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that's sort of what I was hearing.
Kind of not really.
Okay. Right. Okay.
I mean, usually I find enough stuff to keep it in this lifetime, but sometimes it just clearly presents itself
right.
as this was a past life issue. I mean, I had this one woman who, when I was looking at, and I can't remember what the exact thing was, I mean, and I looked at her energy, and it had no, absolutely no relationship to this lifetime. You know, I went back, I looked at the timeline, it just vanished into this other place, and so I started looking at past lives, and that's where it was just really showing up.
Okay.
You know, so... You know, so I usually try to keep it in this lifetime, but sometimes it can't, you know, or, I mean, I've had some clients where I'm looking at them and going, I don't know where this is coming from, but, you know, that little voice is going, past life, past life. It's like, okay, well, I'm just going to go with the past life thing here because they keep yelling at me past life. So.
Right. Yeah. You know, it goes back to what you mentioned earlier, you know, listening and, you know, listening to those voices inside of us and really trusting that intuition inside of us that's built into all of us. Let's go ahead and talk to Jay, and let's get Jay on with you. Jay, you're on with Dr. Rita.
Hello, Dr. Rita. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, Dr. Rita, I got a question for you. I've been trying to quit smoking for a while, and actually I've lost... I've ran out of flanges trying to get trying to count how many times I've quit, and each time I quit or go to quit, I'm successful to a point, but I get really emotional, and hardly any of my family really wants to be around me when I go to quit. And I'm trying to figure out, is there some kind of connection issue there, or do I, what am I not doing that that I should be doing to make this successful?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because it just seems like, you know, there is the physical addiction part, which you stay off of the cigarettes long enough that, you know, the nicotine is out of your system. But then there's the emotional part, and it seems like when the going gets tough, you can only deal with it so far. And then, you know, it's kind of like dieting. You know, people will diet great for a month, but then it becomes more challenging and they cave in. And I feel like that's what keeps happening to you, is that there's part of you that just caves in. You know, and I'm going to throw out something else. It's like, I feel like your quitting is more of a mental decision and not an emotional decision. Do you understand what I'm saying with that?
Not really. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. No, that's okay. You know, there's your mental part is saying, well, you know, you need to quit. You need to quit. So you kind of go through the motions of quitting, but in your heart, you really don't want to. You know, and until you come to that place where it's like, oops, sorry, I just slammed on my desk and scared the crap out of my dog. You know, darn it, I am quitting. You know, and there's that level of commitment in your heart and in your third chakra, in your solar plexus that gives you the strength and the power. I think you might find yourself staying in this cycle.
Okay, so
that, or get some Wellbutrin to, you know, help with your mood. You know, from a natural place, there are a couple of things that you can do. So I'm going to throw these out there. I mean, have you just been trying to quit just by not smoking?
I've tried to quit by not smoking. I've tried to quit with the patches, with the gum. Tried the Wellbutrin. Tried the Chantix. And it seems like... anything short from smoking non-tobacco items like the herbs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that's not a tobacco and not marijuana-based or anything like that.
Right, because there's the desire to smoke. Doesn't matter what you're smoking, you're just smoking. I mean, one thing that you might look at is, you know, something like St. John's Wort, you know, or valerian while you're in that quitting smoking process. You know, not if you're taking Wellbutrin, you know, or the Chantix, but if you do like the patch, it to help balance your mood, to help you get past that hump in it. Because I feel like you just keep hitting that same wall, you know, and you're not making it through the wall to the other side.
Right. Now, the thing that I've been, now, I've tried, let's see, what was that you was you had said? St. John's Wort?
St. John's Wort or like valerian, something that is just going to help you, you know, with its kind of like mood-altering, calming effects.
Yeah, because I tried to do L-theanine. Are you familiar with that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, it's some sort of, I think it's an herbal thing. It's supposed to be a homeopathic tablet that I tried, and it really didn't do anything for me either.
Well, I mean, so, my personal opinion is that I think homeopathics have their place, but I don't think they work for a lot of people. I think people have to have a certain level of energy vibration for them to be really successful. I tend to be more of an herb girl than a homeopathic person, personally.
Okay.
But that's just now, my opinion.
Where should I get these St. John's Wort and valerian root?
I mean, just at your local health food store. I also sell those products on my website, soulhealer.com, so it would be available from there as well.
Okay.
All right. Hopefully that helps, Jay.
Okay. Thanks, Jay.
Sure.
Okay. Thanks, Jay. Thanks. Yeah, and you can, you know, I've got, you know, St. John's Wort, like from Walmart, whatever. They're everywhere. So, but yeah, you know, I know for myself when, because Dr. Reeder, when I had was addicted to caffeine, I drank pop like crazy. And I wanted to get it out of my system because I pick up a whole lot easier when I'm not have all that stuff in my body. That's just me. Mm-hmm. You know, there might be some people that can drink pop and they still can pick up, you know, awesome. But for me, I couldn't do that. So I was having a problem with addiction, and this might help Jay. Because caffeine is a drug, and you can get addicted to it. And so, you know, I was having withdrawals, and I got to a point where I would go, okay, I just need one more pop. And then it was like, you know, one pop, you know, by the time the day was done, I drank, you know, like a case of pop, you know. And so, you know, but what really helped me is I went to an herb store, and I told them. I just said, okay, I'm having this problem. Is there something that you can give me that can help me with that? And I forgot what they gave me, but they did give me something that did help with that draw. And so that's what I would tell you, Jay, is, you know, if there's an herb store in, you know, your area, go in there, tell them what you're trying to do, and, you know, and they will talk to you and see if they can help you. And you know, they're better equipped at that than I am to tell you what to do. But, you know, go in there and talk to them. It's not going to hurt anything. So might mm-hmm. actually help. So.
Well, you know, and also,
or you can go to Dr. Rita's website and check things out there too. So,
well, you know, but I, you know, there's quitting smoking, and then there's, you know, yeah. just working on the rest of the body because
right.
everything kind of sits in the body. The memories are in the body, and mm-hmm. so even doing some general cleansing, some liver cleansing or cellular detoxing, you know, of the body would help promote that whole cleansing opportunity, you know, the whole, detoxing and getting off the cigarettes opportunity, because it would be helping to move whatever is sitting residual in the body out.
And, you know, and maybe that's a good question I have that you just brought up, you know, detoxing. Because I know, because a lot of people go back and forth on this. You know, they say, I've heard some people say it's a good thing to do. And then I've heard other people say that it's not a good thing to do. So where do you stand on this?
I mean, I think detoxing is a great thing to do, but I think that, you know, some people kind of go crazy with it. I am a firm believer of low and slow, you know, and so a lot of, like, if you want to do like a liver cleanse, you know, a lot of them are like, take all of these pills, you know, for 2 weeks,
right.
You know, but I feel like the body goes into shock and then kind of shuts itself down if you just dump all of this stuff into it. You know, so I'm a firmer believer in, well, let's pick a couple of things that are going to give you that cleansing effect and take them over the course of a month or take them over the course of a 2 months, low and slow. You know, working with diet, I think, is very important. You know, what's the sense of, you know, doing all of these cleanses if your diet consists of McDonald's and chocolate chip cookies?
Right.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Right. Yeah. And I know a lot of people that do that, you know, they'll detox and then, you know, they'll eat McDonald's, which we have nothing against McDonald's. You know, we don't want to be sued by McDonald's. But you know, but the thing is we're just saying that if you're going to detox, you know, then you're going to have to change some things in your life. You know, the detox is just a part of that. It gets that stuff out of you. Then you're going to have to decide, hey, you know, maybe I need to eat different. Maybe I need to do things differently. Otherwise, it's not going to do you any good.
Well, and I think, you know, that's part of the whole big picture. You know, if people are getting the message, well, maybe I should do a detox.
Right.
You know, what they're really avoiding is making life changes that says, well, I should eat some better food.
Right.
Oops.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And we just put that out there for free. That didn't cost you guys anything. But yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, you know, because we got to make, you know, different choices. And that's one thing for me, you know, the one thing that Spirit really started talking to me about, you know, because it was I had a lot of health concerns last year. And a lot of those were very serious concerns. And so because of that, you know, I started looking at, okay, maybe I need to do something different. You know, it was that 2x4 saying, hey, you know what, Michael, if you want to be around and you want to help people, you're going to help yourself. And you know, and you're going to have to say, okay, these are choices I want to make for me. And a lot of that was, you know, better choices, what I eat, you know, exercise program, meditation, things like that, that Spirit really was working on me about. Saying, hey, and de-stressing. You know, the one thing that I liked, I forgot who it was, but you were talking about how that sometimes we take on other people's energy. We take on other people's things. And I think it was Diane that you were talking to about that. And, you know, and I think that we do a lot of that. We take on stuff that's not ours. Would you agree with
that?
Well,
it is so hard for us to recognize.
Right.
If it's ours or if it's not ours. And sometimes the stress we're experiencing is not even our stress, or we are stressing about something that's really not even our problem. And I'll give an example that I think all the listeners can relate to, or a big part of the listeners is, you know, especially if you have children, you know, your child is doing X. And now you as a parent are worrying about your child. Well, I mean, it's your problem, but it's really not your problem because it's your child doing it, if that makes sense. You know, but instead, you're experiencing all this stress.
Right.
You know, trying to solve their problem, or if you have a friend who's in a relationship and they're, you know, and you're trying to help them, but in your mind, it's like you're just trying to figure out a way to solve their problem, but the reality is they need to solve their own problem.
Right. Yeah. And I think that a lot of times, a lot of people are, you know, we go into problem solving. We try to solve everybody else's problem. And I think a lot of times we do that. I know I used to do that in my own life to avoid, I can only speak for myself. I did this to avoid looking at myself, you know, and looking at my own problems, you know, because I thought, okay, it's a whole lot easier to see your problem than to focus on me. You know, and to avoid my stuff, and you know, that's just what I did. And then Spirit one day said, Michael, you want to look at yourself. You want to deal with yourself. But you know, a lot of times we do that. We're looking to help other people, and what we don't realize is we can't really help them until we can help ourselves. And you know, and that's what your whole life has been about, is you know, helping other people see that, you know, getting to that place of healthy for them. Because we can't help other people if we're not healthy. Would you agree with that? Or?
Yeah. Well, you know, and one of the things that I have spoken about quite a bit for a while is, you know, we were talking earlier about the chakras and, you know, the fourth chakra, the heart center. Most people will say, oh, well, that's about affinity, you know, our ability to love other people unconditionally. Mm-hmm. And my comment to that is that if we can't love ourselves first and honor and nurture and support ourselves first, we can never live and give other people unconditional love. You know, what many of us think is unconditional love is us just giving up our power to somebody else versus choosing to give our energy. And there's a big difference there.
Right, definitely. You know, that's why I liked the song that we opened with. You know, in that song she talks about self-love. And, you know, and I think that that's important, you know, and I believe that that's where it really starts, you know, us loving ourselves, and then from that place, we can love other people and mm-hmm. help other people. But would you agree with that? Because I think that that's real important. I mean, that's what my whole life has been about and what these shows are about, is I want people to empower. My thing is to try to empower people and to get you to see, hey, you know, I got to love me, and then as I love me, everything's going to be taken care of. Everything's going to be okay, you know, as long mm-hmm. as we start saying that, you know. But it's hard to see that when, but that is hard to see when we're stuck in our stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and when we are in that place, you know, it's almost like you're down. I mean, I always kind of joke around, you know, my energy's down in my ankles and my socks are up over my eyes and I can't see anything.
Right.
You know, but when we're in that place, it's okay to ask for help. Mm-hmm. That's the appropriate place to ask for help. Because sometimes just a kind word, listening to the prayer that you played at the beginning of your show, anything can help move us out of that place and back into our fullness and our wholeness. You know, it's not like we have to do all of this stuff. Right. You know, sometimes it's just something very small to just shift it right. and bring us back.
Yeah. And you know, and that's what, you know, that's what I tell people, you know, it's just little things. You know, it's not, you know, we're not asking you to do huge things. It's just little things to get you back to where you need to be. And a lot of that is just, you know, with me, when I get stressed out, when I'm having the, you know, those days where, you know, I'm not as focused as I am right now, you know, I just stop mm-hmm. for a minute and I breathe. I just take a breath. When I realize, hey, okay, something's bothering me, something's going on. So what I do is I just stop and I take a deep breath, and that brings me back to the awareness. You know, it brings me back to where, hey, okay, let's shut my brain off for a minute and let's listen to my center.
Well, you know, and sometimes it's very hard for people to turn their brains off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I
Oh, yeah, that part.
Yeah, that was really hard for me, you know, back in the day, you know, before I really, you know, got to where I'm at now. You know, my head, I listened to my head all the time. And that wasn't good, because my head got me into a lot of problems that I could have probably avoided. If you know, if I had just went to center and if I had just listened, you know, to that spirit within me. But, you know, a lot of times we get just caught up and we're not realizing what's going on until we're there. And then we're in the midst of the storm and we're going, how did we get here? You know, how did I get to this place? You know, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I agree with it. You know, I agree with you, Dr. Rita. If somebody's listening to us right now, and we've got about 11 minutes, but if somebody's listening to us right now and, you know, you're in a bad place right now, reach out to somebody. You know, if it's not Dr. Rita or if it's not me, somebody. You know, we prefer that you reach out to Dr. Rita, but if not, you know, somebody. You know, and she would agree. You know, what we want you to do is get help if you need help. And, you know, that's our main thing, you know. Dr. Rita,
well, I mean, it's part of loving yourself. Asking for help
right.
says, I love myself.
Right.
I love myself enough to ask for help.
Yeah, because, I mean, we've all been to those places where, you know, those dark places where we need help, you know, and we've reached out and asked for that. So, you know, if you are in that place, you know, reach out and, you know, ask for some help. Dr. Rita, talking about that, can you give your website one more time in case somebody does want to get hold of you?
Sure. It's www.soulhealer.com. But if you type Rita Louise into any search engine, if you don't remember, I'm everywhere. Everywhere. Kind of like God, but not.
You're right. Yeah, because I typed, that is true, though, but I typed in your name in a search engine, and it was like, whoa, there's a whole bunch of her. So, but yeah. So,
no, but they're all me.
I know, they are all you. I was like, wow. Okay, yeah. But that was like, I typed in your name, and that's, you know, there's a lot of stuff there. But yeah, you know, so if you can't remember, and if you can't remember any of that, you can go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net and make it really easy. If you click on the picture right where her name is, we'll go right to her website to make it really easy on you. And tomorrow she'll be on Previous Guest, so you can find her picture there and click on it and go to her site. And so, yeah, we're down to our last few minutes. Dr. Rita, I want to say thank you so much for coming on tonight with me. It's been awesome and fun. And I appreciate you so much and your gifts inside of you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Mike. You're a sweetheart. I'm glad that you contacted me and we got to hang out together.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like, you know, what you're doing and what you're sharing with your listeners is something very blessed. So, you know, congratulate yourself on that.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll have to get you back on here sometime in the near future. So I appreciate you, and I'm going to say goodnight to you, and thank you so much for coming on.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Bye-bye,
thank
everybody.
You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Dr. Rizzo. Yeah. So, yeah, and if you would like to get hold of her, let's look at her website. Again, it's www.soulhealer.com. Like she said, if you forget that, just type in Rita Louise, and you will find her, okay? And again, if you can't find her that way, go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net, click on her picture, and you will go right to her website. Dr. Rita, it has been a wonderful night, and I appreciate so much, and their energy was so awesome, and we definitely want you to come back. So, and hopefully you'll agree to that. So, let's go ahead and let me look at where I'm at on time. You know, the one thing that I want to tell you, I want to just stop for a minute. And, you know, the one thing that I want to say, because I just feel like that somebody is having a bad night. Okay, I just feel that. I don't know why I'm feeling it. I just feel it. And it's okay to have a bad night. It's okay to be there. But it's not okay to stay there. Okay? And if you try to get out of that bad night and you're just having a hard time, maybe you've had several bad nights. Okay? And maybe you've had bad mornings. Maybe you've had bad afternoons and bad days and bad weeks and bad months, bad years. And if you need some help to get out, you can contact me, because I just feel somebody's, I can just feel it. I'm an empath, and I can just feel it. My eyes are tearing up. If you need me, and we go off air, and you need me, and you need to talk, and you are having a bad moment right now, what I'll do is you send me an email, and you send me a phone number, and I promise that I would call you if you tell me that it's urgent and I need to talk to somebody. I will call you, I promise. My email address is spiritualtalkradio.net. It won't cost you anything. I won't charge you to talk to you. Because I just feel like that there's somebody that needs to talk to somebody. And I've been there. So it's spiritualtalkradio.net. I understand depression. I understand where you are. I've been there. If you are in a bad moment right now, and you have a bad thought in your head, please call me. You can't call me, but send me an email, and I'll call you back. Send me a phone number. I will call you back. okay? And so won't cost you anything to do that, all right? And it actually might save your life, all right? All right. I will be on tomorrow. I'm going to be teaching tomorrow. We'll be doing some readings tomorrow. Subject is up in the air at the moment. So just tune in tomorrow and see what the subject is. I'm not sure exactly. Spirit's bouncing a whole bunch of stuff up in my head. Tune in tomorrow. Wednesday, we have... I've had him on here before. He'll be with me on Wednesday. Shawn Michael returns. And we're going to be talking about who knows what yet, but we will be talking about something. And then on Friday, Thursday, I'll be teaching again and reading and that stuff. On Friday, I have Andrew Keith in the house. I'm so excited. And so have some really awesome guests coming up. I'm doing my best to find you people that Spirit really wants to bring to our program. That's how I just look up stuff. I contact people and I leave it in the hands of Spirit. And so far, Spirit's bringing us wonderful guests, and I'm so thankful for that. And so that's how we do things around here. It's awesome. Diane, I'm going to click on you because I forgot the person you want us to pray for. Could you say, Diane, are you there?
Yes.
Could you say the name of the person you want us to pray for? We got about 3 minutes.
Sundara, S-U-N-D-A-R-A.
Sundara?
Dara.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and pray and appreciate that. I forgot the name, so we're going to go ahead and pray right now. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this program. We thank you for Dr. Rita to begin with. We thank you for what she shared with us tonight. We just thank you for the spirit that we're feeling right now. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray for the person that Diane just mentioned right now. And you know what's going on. You know the need. And Father, Mother, God, right now, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, I send healing light. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I just ask Archangel Raphael to go forward and just touch this person right now. And Father, Mother, God, just put your hands on them and on this area that's causing them this pain, that's causing this problem in their life right now. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I just thank you for them and ask you to touch. And I believe it's done, and I call it done, and I say namaste, and I say amen, and hopefully that takes care of it. I believe it will, and we got to stand on that. You know, I think a lot of times we ask Spirit to do things, and then all of a sudden we pray for something, and we go, okay, Spirit, I want this to happen, and I'm believing it's going to happen, and then we pray about it, and then 5 minutes later after we prayed, we're worrying about it. Question is why? If we put it in the hands of Spirit, then we need to leave it in the hands of Spirit. And that's where I leave this person tonight, in the hands of Spirit, knowing that Spirit's healing them, Spirit's taking care of them, and already taking care of whatever needs to be taken care of. I believe that with everything inside of me. Join me tomorrow for what I feel like already is going to be a very powerful show. I'm going to be teaching tomorrow probably on really getting into you, into tapping into your spiritual self, getting past that fear. We're going to hit on fear again a little bit because that's one, I feel like that's one of our roadblocks. So we're going to be talking about that. But tomorrow we're really going to be focusing on your mind, shutting that thing off, and really going into your center. So join me tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central for next steps. And thank you, Dr. Rita, again for being here. Thank you all for being here. And thank you, Spirit, for being a part of us and in all of us. And we thank you for that. All right, you guys have a great night. We're going to play a song. I would listen to this song. If you're on the phones, I would continue to listen to this. If you're listening to the show archive, you'll listen to the whole song. We're going to play the whole song. But we are about out of time. So join me tomorrow and have a great night. It's called Grace of God. All right. Good night, y'all.
And I am the grace of God. And I am the grace of God. And I am the grace of God. 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 How can I honor you? How can I serve you? Find myself longing to falling deeper into you, falling deeper into you. Singing, I am the grace of God. 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 It's time to leave the past behind. Let go, let's unwind. Ease your body, rest your mind. Go within, see what we find. And I find myself longing to falling deeper in. Falling deeper into you, falling deeper into you. Singing, I am the grace of God. 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 Now I'm looking in your eyes. You're so strong and you're so wise. I find myself longing to falling deeper into you. Falling deeper into you. Deeper into you. Singing, I am the grace of God. I am the grace of God. I am the grace of God. I am the grace. can I honor you? How can I serve you?